Up through the hall of Zeus now all the lords of heaven were sullen and looked askance. Hephaestus, master artificer, broke the silence, doing a kindness to the snowy-armed lady, his mother Hera. He began, "Ah, what a miserable day if you two raise your voices over mortal creatures! More than enough already! Must you bring your noisy bickering among the gods? What pleasure can we take in a fine dinner when baser matters gain the upper hand? To mother, my advice is, what she knows, better make up to father, or he'll start his thundering and shake our feast to bits. You know how he can shock us, if he cares to, out of our seats with lightning bolts. Supreme power is his. Ah, soothe him, please, take a soft tone, get back in his good graces. Then he'll be benign to us again." He lurched up as he spoke, and held a wine cup out to her, a double-handed one, and said, "Dear mother, patience, hold your tongue, no matter how upset you are. I would not see you battered, dearest. It would hurt me. And yet I could not help you, not a bit. The Olympian is difficult to oppose. One other time I took your part, he caught me around one foot and flung me into the sky from our tremendous terrace. I soared all day. Just as the sun dropped down, I dropped down too, on Lemnos, nearly dead. The island people nursed a fallen god." He made her smile. And the goddess, white-armed Hera, smiling, took the wine cup from his hand. Then, dipping from the wine bowl, round he went from left to right, serving the other gods nectar of sweet delight. And quenchless laughter broke out among the blissful gods to see Hephaestus wheezing down the hall. So, all day long until the sun went down, they spent in feasting. And the measured feast matched well their heart's desire. So did the flawless harp held by Apollo, and heavenly songs in choiring antiphon that all the muses sang. And when the shining sun of day sank in the west, they turned homeward, each one to rest, each to that home the bandy-legged wondrous artisan Hephaestus fashioned for them with his craft. The lord of storm and lightning, Zeus, retired and shut his eyes where sweet sleep ever came to him. And at his side lay Hera, goddess of the golden chair.